Jamie Pittock. I'm director of WWF's Global Freshwater Program.
The report, To Dam or Not to Dam, is being released. Can you briefly explain to me what its main findings are?
Well, 5 years after the World Commission on Dams proposed five core values that decision makers should take when deciding whether to build a new dam, we're finding that bad economic decisions are still being taken to build bad dams that have a very severe impact on the environment and on people. What we're saying is that governments need to take three key decisions to fix the problem. They need to assess whether new dams are really needed, whether they're alternative options. They need to make sure that the impact of all the dams on a particular river basin and its people are considered. And they need to consider whether the old dams should be retrofitted to produce more electricity or to operate more efficiently before building new dams.
Why aren't these recommendations that have been made being followed by governments?
Well, we believe that many governments are still building dams for ideological reasons rather than taking logical decisions based on their needs for electricity or for water. Many governments are building dams that are very expensive instead of building cheaper alternative supply systems. And the end result is that the environment is damaged, that thousands of people lose their homes and their land, and the economies of these countries suffer.
Mm-hmm. Tell me a bit more about the environmental impacts and the impact on local communities that have happened in the last few decades because of dam building.
Nearly 60% of the world's large river systems have been badly fragmented by dams. And what that means is that the dams create barriers to the movement of wildlife, killing migratory fish and destroying the fisheries that many people depend on for their livelihoods. By damming these rivers, they are also changing the natural flow of water that is needed to sustain important habitats like floodplain forests that that supply important resources to people. Around half the world's accessible freshwater runoff is already diverted for human consumption. And what that means is that important deltas, the very fertile lands at the end of the river systems, are being starved of the freshwater that they need to remain healthy, which results in seawater, salty water intrusion, and is also killing these fisheries that the people depend on. Examples are places like the Colorado River Delta in Mexico, the Indus River Delta in Pakistan, where severe impacts are destroying the livelihoods of local people. Globally, around 80 million people have been displaced by large dams. There are 45,000 large dams built around the world, and another 50 to 80 large dams commence construction every year. So that's having an enormous impact, particularly in poor, mountainous areas in developing countries where thousands of people lose the most fertile valley floor farmland through inundation for these new reservoirs.
Now, the recommendations, I believe, aim to ensure that any economic benefits of dams are shared with local communities. But really, realistically, what power do local communities have to demand that they get what they've been promised?
Well, unfortunately, local communities are often relatively powerless. The World Commission on Dams found that for a great many dams, either no compensation was provided to local people, or often where it was promised, it was not delivered or was inadequate. What disappoints WWF is that since the World Commission on Dams report, some institutions that otherwise would be more responsible have taken decisions to fund dams that will continue these severe impacts on people. For example, in 2003, the World Bank adopted its so-called high-risk, high-rewards policy of funding big new dams again, and has funded a $1.5 billion US dollar dam in Laos called Nam Thun 2. Now, that dam will destroy the fisheries in a river that 50,000 people depend on. and WWF questions whether those people will be compensated adequately for the very severe impacts of this dam, let alone the 5,700 people who will lose their homes and land through the direct inundation that this dam will cause.
Obviously, a huge amount of damage has been done already, but looking to the future, what would you say that governments and obviously the World Bank can do or have to do to ensure this damage won't continue or to minimise the damage that will happen?
The news is not all bad. There are some institutions that are taking the right decisions. One example is the HSBC Banking Corporation that adopted freshwater infrastructure lending guidelines this year to make sure that when they lend money to build dams, that that money is only going to fund good dams that minimise the impact on people and the environment and maximise the economic return. We believe that governments and major financiers like the World Bank need to properly assess new dam proposals and see whether they are really needed and whether there are alternative options. That they should only proceed with new dams after they have properly assessed how to minimise the impact on people and the environment. And they should consider in the first instance retrofitting the existing stock of 45,000 large dams that already exist around the world to do things like install better turbines that produce more electricity from the same infrastructure. By taking those sorts of decisions, we can have water and electricity, a safer environment, and better livelihoods for people as well.